So you had a couple of PV case scenarios also, beginning with your 62-year-old man.
This 62-year-old man now is over 60, so by the conventional risk assessment, he would be moving with his ET to a high-risk ET patient requiring cytoreductive therapy to decrease his platelet numbers. His white cell count is slightly elevated. His hematocrit and hemoglobin are within normal limits. However, for experienced eye, perhaps additional factors that you see on a routine CBC listing would lead you to suspect that the patient actually has a PV. This is a masked PV. If the MCV is 76 and normal is 82 to 94, and patient has very low ferritin, you would say, I need to test for erythropoietin level. And I bet erythropoietin level will be below normal. And with any iron that might be given to patients, which I would not advise, because iron deficiency is a result of uncontrolled growth of red blood cells, these patients actually would fulfill, at this point in time, diagnostic criteria for PV. That's why the threshold for red blood cell count was lowered. And this hematocrit of 47, coupled with iron deficiency, and you can do even bone marrow biopsy to see hypercellularity, you would change the diagnosis of these patients to PV, and that treat patients with cytoreductive therapy for control of the platelets, white cells, and red blood cells, all three together.